We acknowledge the traditional owners of the land, the Boonwurrung people of the Kulin Nation. We pay our respects to their elders past, present and emerging, and Aboriginal people who are listening. We acknowledge that sovereignty was never ceded.
Good morning. You are on Joy Weekend Breakfast with me, Demetra Giannakopoulos, and the extraordinary...
Oofta! The delightful Jean Maloney. Welcome, people. It's Saturday. And I was driving in this morning late. I'm so sorry, guys. And they called me a diva because I was running.
Yeah, say who they is.
Demetra.
But also, let's welcome
Alana
on the panel has returned.
I have returned. It's Alana on the panel.
Yeah. But yes, we did call. Well, we called you a diva. It really was me
you calling
you
Mariah. No, Alana called me.
I called you my Mariah. But I said you're my Mariah. Late.
Listen, in my defense.
Your honors.
Your honor. I felt a migraine coming on, I had to race back home and get the aspirin.
Okay, all right.
If you get on top of it, you wouldn't want me having a migraine. I'd be vomiting all over the computers.
And given that it's...
And you.
For some reason, I think you'd be aiming it right at me.
I would, yeah.
Well, I'm glad that you've staved off the migraine. It's not fun.
No, not fun. No, no, no.
So hopefully you won't have a migraine by the end of
I'm good. I'm good. Right. How are you, my love?
I'm good. I'm really good.
Yeah.
It's been a really fun week, I have to say.
When I called her, Demetra, she was cruising the trams.
I was.
And we've talked about the trams in previous dating episodes as Demetra's go-to place to meet people.
Well, I was inspired by the story about meeting, someone on a tram. Well, they were on a tram and the person was in the car. I'm just sticking with the tram at the moment.
Yeah.
Although I am conscious of all the messages about creepy people. So, what is the fine line between being, you don't want to be a creepy person. I don't think that's going to...
You're not creepy by nature.
No, I don't think so. But the reason I was on it, thanks a lot.
Not at all.
You're my wing person. I need you to be like.
But I need to. I need to tell you. Oh my god! Can I
go for it?
The business card.
Oh no!
Can I say it?
You have to say.
So we've done two shows on dating people. You can go back to the podcasts joy.org.au. And Demetra and I have been chatting about it because it's such a huge topic and we had so much fun.
And I'm very rusty.
And both of us are single.
Yeah. I've just come out a few years ago now, long-term relationship. So when I met my wonderful partner, my wonderful ex, it was just at the cusp of online dating. So that's not something I did.
Yeah. No. And so we're talking about old school ways and I was saying... And Demetra mentioned that she just was in a gallery or a museum or something and you just noticed an attractive woman you had like a moment. And I said, this is what you got to do. And this is what I used to do in my 20s, right?
Yeah.
You write your number down on a piece of paper and you just walk up to them and you just say, I think you're really attractive. Here's my number. And you walk away.
And that's not creepy?
No, I don't think so. I think it's a huge compliment.
Alana.
Alana's dying. Wait for it. And then Demetra goes, oh, I've got a business card. Should I give her my business card? It's got a photo of me.
And I said,
no, that's creepy.
Well, Joysters, I said that with a straight face as well. I wasn't even joking.
I know.
And Jean's reaction to that, you nearly fell off your chair.
I died. Because I'm picturing you with your business card just handing it out.
So, Jean, it's a good photo of me on the business card. How's this gorgeous woman going to know it was me? Like, we'll forget. Oh, that person who handed me their number.
She may want your services, Demetra.
Yes.
Hey, if anyone's looking for a film director and writer, for sure. But,
why did you get – you looked a bit cringe.
Oh, no services, Alana.
No. Oh, Demetra, I was not going there.
I've got a business card for that as well.
Oh, hello.
Give him
what kind of pictures on that one? Hey. I want to know, Alana, why when I said give your number and walk away, you had like a cringe – this is cringe.
Or too scary. And I think we can go to the receipts because we are recording this one visually as well. Yeah. It was not cringe. It was just – I haven't heard anybody have any success with that one, so I was very intrigued.
I actually didn't have success with it.
Oh, my God, really?
I did it a few times and never got a call.
Jane's a gorgeous woman as well.
This was in my 20s too. Me height.
Height. Gorgeous actually, now, no, but, you know. Really?
What?
Oh, you picked the wrong.
Yeah, I probably just picked as someone that wasn't available.
Oh, yeah, because you know
that's
what?
The only reason why.
They were not wearing the right colour.
Yeah, the green.
Because we've done that traffic light party.
I think everyone should walk around with a green wristband or an orange wristband. What's that noise?
I don't know. Sorry, listeners. Whippersnipper hour over here in St Kilda. So
someone's doing some house repairs.
When we go to a song, which will be soon, we'll need to investigate that. Because not sure if it's internal or external.
We may be in trouble, Joyce. Send help.
Wait a minute, having some adjustments done.
What were we talking about? Back to the dating. I think everyone should wear. It's like you know how people sometimes. If I'm, like, looking for a dude, I'll look for a wedding ring
or
a woman too.
Yeah.
But some people don't wear a lot of people don't wear wedding rings.
Really?
I think that's a red flag if you don't wear your wedding ring.
Well, that's you know, how are you going to know to ask that question, though, if they're not wearing the wedding ring? Or you look for the
tan mark on
the tan mark. Yeah.
What, like they've said, so they're married and they've slipped it off.
Yeah,
and
you can see you.
They saw you, they slipped it off. You can see the white mark where it should be.
They saw Jean across the room and I'll go, I'm slipping off my wedding.
They saw me, they slipped their ring off. Then I gave them my number. And then we were talking about.
And they still didn't call you. Still didn't call. Out.
And then we were saying you need to walk around with a calligraphy pen and some nice paper.
Yes, because, and my question then was, do I have them pre-written out?
No. Dimitra, number. Pre-written.
Yeah.
Like a pack of five, a stack of five in your pocket, all folded up.
I can so see that.
With a bit of my perfume.
I can see her going to buy the nice paper from Paper Office Works, like the fancy,
the high GM one.
Oh my God.
Absolutely. I'm not going to give someone a crappy bit of paper. I have standards.
Okay, so maybe that's where I went wrong. Mine was a napkin, but there's nothing hotter than a napkin.
Is it?
Actually,
it's nothing hotter than a napkin.
A napkin's hot.
How used was the napkin?
Yeah, it's snot all over. A bit of phlegm. I'm Jane. Nice to meet you.
You're onto something. Yeah. But I remember in the day, because I haven't been listening very carefully to the dating app advice from you, right?
Yeah.
That's one thing I'm listening
to. We need to go to a song.
We really need to go to a song.
But I've been listening very carefully to your advice about that. And I
please
forgot what
don't,
I was going to
say. Because I am single and I've had many failed relationships. Oh. I have three children, unwedded children. I was going to call them the B word, bastard, whatever. It's the word.
You have three gorgeous children.
Gorgeous children.
Yeah,
gorgeous
children. Which is such a wonderful outcome
from the fail.
So I would not take fail.
But anyway. My compass with the advice. Actually, I'm good at giving advice, like we all are.
Yeah.
But not anyway.
Not taking your own
advice.
There's
a saying that we'll talk about after the break.
That's exactly right. Well, tell you what, before Dimitra tells you what she knows so far, we're going to listen to what Pink knows so far. Well, let's play a little bit of Pink, ladies. What do you guys reckon?
I've not heard Pink in a while.
Well, we're going to break
that streak, my friend. This is why Alana is just elevating this show.
Yeah, she's keeping us on track. We love you, Alana. Okay.
Oh, I love you guys. All right, let's play some Pink here on Joy 94.9. You're on Saturday Brekkie.
I haven't always been this way. I wasn't born a renegade.
You're on Joy Weekend Breakfast with me, Dimitra.
Hello. And? Sorry.
Who are you again?
I don't know.
I was trying to think of, I was starting off with, I can't remember the first wonderful adjective I described you with, but it started with E. I don't have another one. Excellent. Excellent, Jean.
I was going to say eco-warrior, but that we did a show on that.
Eco-warrior.
Jeannie's not an eco-warrior.
Is that like a sarcastic comment?
No.
No, okay.
No.
Because
we had this discussion.
Yeah.
About climate change apathy.
Yeah.
We've been there, done that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I remembered my little sage advice that I was thinking of before when you were saying, well, you know, I'm giving you dating advice, but I'm not sure that I'm the best person.
Yeah.
There's an I think it's an African saying. I've heard it via the wonderful Maya Angelou, God rest her soul, who, you know, has given us so much wisdom in the
world.
Did
she pass away?
I think so, yeah. A little while ago, a few years ago now.
Oh, that's Oprah's mentor.
Well, yeah, and mine too. Me and Oprah, Oprah, right? Me and Oprah.
No, me and Oprah. She's my spiritual guru. Yeah,
tell you what. But Maya Angelou had a great saying about don't take a I'm really going to mangle this, but it's about having don't take a shirt from a naked person.
Don't because take obviously there's something wrong with the shirt.
Well, it's like if they don't have their own shirt. I've probably really you messed up that saying.
You actually butchered another one of hers.
Did I? Did I push them together? Did I?
No, you said one show, a Maya Angelou quote, if someone tells you who they are, believe them.
Yes, I got the verb wrong.
And I said, nah, I don't believe that because people often lie about who they are.
Yes.
Or don't tell the truth.
Yeah.
But what's the actual quote?
If someone shows,
no, yeah. If someone shows you,
believe them. Yeah, because actions.
Yeah. So you butchered that one, and now you've butchered this one.
Yeah, but Alana's going to help us out and track down the quote, or any Joysters, if you know this one straight away, because Alana's going to, Alana's quick draw McGraw. 0427 Joy 949.
How long have you been at Joy? And how long has the number been the same?
I know, right?
You can contact us on 0427-569-949. Don't call the other number. I don't know where that one goes to, Mitra.
What did I say?
You said 9.
You gave your own number out.
That's right.
Decided not to go with your business card. Just straight out on air.
I think you might. I could be wrong.
I'm joking. She's freaking out.
I'm freaking out now.
Don't stress.
Nobody's remembered.
Oh, my God, my phone's just blowing up now.
All right, I think it's time.
Send me pictures, people.
Okay, I think it's time to introduce today's topic because it's 20 past 8 already.
Do we have a topic?
We certainly do. We've got a two-parter again.
That's true.
Because there's too much to everything.
There's always
We
too
always
much.
Pick these topics and then we deep dive and then we realize, holy moly, there's psychology behind everything.
And just, the classic iceberg. Where the tip of the iceberg is what gets us excited. And then as you start to, I was going to start digging.
I'm thinking about Titanic.
Dig icebergs? Yeah, exactly. It will sink the Titanic.
I don't like that analogy. Let's keep icebergs out of it.
Iceberg is a great analogy.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, yeah, right. Or the duck. Your duck analogy.
With the legs, crazy legs.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Okay, you're right. No, I like it. I'll cop it.
I'm sticking with my iceberg.
Okay, just as long as you created this quote and you didn't butcher Maya Angelou.
Which quote? I've already... I know, poor Maya Angelou. Thinking, just get it right, Demetra. Oprah wouldn't get it wrong, would she?
Someone did actually text in and say, if someone shows you who they are, believe them by Maya Angelou. There we go.
You were close. You said if someone tells you who they are.
Yeah. No, and you were right. See, this is why I enjoy doing a show with you, because you think about it, you go, what the hell is she talking about?
I can't
and they start laughing uproariously at me.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, today's topic.
What about the shirt one?
Oh, the shirt one.
What's the shirt one?
I assume it's if someone's naked. Okay, listeners, are we losing you?
Naked, sorry.
I think we've got a lot of good engagement from my Angela.
Okay.
The text line's popping off.
Today's topic, people, is hobbies. Okay, and we're going to do two-parters. Today we're going to talk about hobbies, what they are, why they're good for us, how many hobbies should you have, do you have? And then also when hobbies become bad addictions. Mm. And then next week we're going to talk about the Confucius saying.
Yes.
Choose a job you love and you'll never work a day in your life.
Yes.
And we're going to talk about hobbies and when they become side hustles and are they still hobbies? The answer.
Yeah.
That's very deep diving into that quote was very interesting.
Yeah. But so is this about the addictions and hobbies.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
Because it's.
Well, what is a hobby?
What is a hobby? I think that, even that, I didn't realize again how that is. Like, where do you ask that question? Like, why do you ask that question? What is a hobby? It's kind of like assume that you know what a hobby is.
Well, yeah. So you ask the dictionary or the World Wide Web.
Yeah. Can I tell you what my current hobby is?
Sure.
Getting Maya Angelou quotes correct.
Here we go.
So the African saying is, be careful when a naked person offers you a shirt, right? And the concept is, and I'm not saying this applies to you, But if like, don't trust people who don't love themselves. Don't trust people about love who don't love themselves.
What if they're so selfless that they're giving you their shirt off their back?
There's an argument What's that old saying?
Give you the shirt, I'll give you the shirt off my own back.
Well, I think that's
just a guy on the street.
Was that Maya Angelou?
Is that after or before you've given the phone number?
And or I'm naked and trying to give them my shirt.
So you're naked and you've got your number written on your chest.
Backseat, it all comes back to dating. All right.
Anyway, so, okay, my hobby. All right, I'll let go of that hobby for the moment.
Okay, so what's a hobby? So
what is a hobby?
A hobby is, it has to be done for pleasure. And it can't be something like my hobby is going to the grocery store.
Why?
Because if you have to go, like for your kid, like that's my hobby. I love going to the grocery store. But it's something that you have to do. You have to go buy food. So it has to be something you do for pleasure. And it's unpaid. And it's obviously something you enjoy. And
yeah, okay.
You would do it for free.
Right. Yeah.
That's what I got.
Okay.
What do you got?
My God. Yeah, I mean, similarly, it's kind of done for enjoyment and relaxation and, you know, you do it voluntarily. Like you actually want to do it and
you do it anyway.
And my sort of take on that as well is, and it's probably, you know, dips into possibly getting into the obsession, which we'll talk about later, is you really have to stop yourself doing it because, you know, you've got to do other stuff. Like you've got to, you know, maybe feed the kids or water the garden or whatever.
Yeah, but it's something you do purely for pleasure or curiosity or creativity.
Okay. Are we going to land on that as the definition?
I think so. So it's not for profit.
Yeah.
It's joy without an outcome. The thing that you'd still do if no one saw it or liked it or paid for it.
And it's really interesting also learning about what the origin of the word hobby, because
oh my God, if you say it's
word.
Greek, I'm going to leave the building.
It's not Greek.
Hey, finally.
Oh, I know. I thought, well, clearly, why are we talking about this topic? But apparently, allegedly, it started in the 16th century and it was a nickname for a toy horse. Like the hobby horse.
Oh.
And what I thought was really intriguing was it was associated with children and then that led to playing.
Well, hobbies are
playing, right?
Kids have way more hobbies than, yeah, and we'll get to that. But,
yeah, mm-hmm. But, and I thought, okay, now, you know, it really, the penny dropped because I never knew that to be the connection with the hobby horse. Although I've heard the phrase hobby horse, but yeah. I never realized that, well, that was the origin of the word hobby to describe another word that's used, which is pastime. Mm-hmm. And it was, you know, shortening of passing the time.
Yeah. And back in the day, they used hobbies because they needed to, like sewing their own clothes or cooking because.
Well.
Hang on, I wrote something
yes and
down.
No. I mean, I don't know. I think
back in the old days.
Well, I think people.
Well done,
people were bored and they wanted to do something and pass the time, no, which became a pastime.
Yeah, and they're essential to balance. So gardening, sewing, model trains, fishing. Back in the old days.
But isn't that like didn't you have to go catch your fish
to eat it?
Yeah. They did in the Greek village.
They just manifested the fish and then it just came in.
But now we're in the you know, the technology era. It's also called the hustle era, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
According to the web. And which is kind of it's attacked hobbies. And I'll explain it. We'll go to a song and I'll explain how. Hobby, yeah, I'll explain how hustle culture has changed the landscape. And let us know, Joysters, people, 0427-569-949 or email onair@joy.org.au. Yes, I did look at the thing and I have been here for 5 years.
Doesn't matter, it's all right. It's like you should give out your personal number.
That's all right. Stop texting Dimitri if we can, everyone.
No, don't stop. I'm getting some really interesting texts, actually, personal texts, which I'm not going to divulge. Because
you know what? Saying 0427 Joy 949, when I went to put it in, like, in my phone the other day, it's problematic because the way the phones are now, with
it's not
key,
like they
you
used
don't have
to
the
be.
Numbers. Mm. You don't have the letters.
Mm. Oh, yeah, because so the keypad, if I go to, oh, no, when no, you bring does. Up the number pad, it has the letters.
No,
but
mine
not.
Actually does.
Well, okay, let's Jean just figures that one
go to,
out.
Go to a song. Go
let's
a song.
Go to a song. All right, we're going to listen to a Greta Ray and Odette song, everyone.
He's certainly not accepting any shirts from you, that's
oh
for sure.
Oh, my God.
All right, this is A Place I Don't Know. This is Saturday Brekkies here, Joy 94.9.
What else can I do when a city skyline leaves me blue and indecisive?
What else can I say when your eyes, they dart?
Good morning.
Mornings on Joy.
Oh, I can't see the stack from where I'm sitting.
I'm sorry, I could have probably brought you in on that one.
My bad.
Who are we with, Jean? Where are we?
Good morning, everybody. It's 27 minutes to nine. Oh, wait. Calm down, you
I
two.
I love that. I love Alana. She's Alana. Pulling you into line.
I know, I need it too. Anyway, you're listening to Joy 94.9 with me, Jean.
And me, Demetra.
And Joy Weekend Breakfast is the name of the show.
Isn't it just? And just shout out to Matt. I bumped into Matt, who is the host of Soul Provider. I love Matt's, like, Matt's DJing music. I love, you know, and Island Mykonos, and it's great,
yeah,
right?
I heard that.
But I bumped into Matt yesterday afternoon in the Joy Studios in preparing for the show. So,
lovely.
Yeah, make sure Saturday nights, 10 till 12. No, sorry. Ooh.
Okay, let's.
9 till. 9 till 11. I'm sorry, Joysters. Yeah, I mean, it's great music at night. Like, if you're getting ready to go out,
yeah,
you put joy music on, it gets you in, radio on.
Yeah.
It really gets you into the mood. Anyway, I'm talking to Joysters who know, but if there are any people who don't normally listen to Joy who are listening this morning, when you're, it's the classic, right? You're getting ready to go out, hopefully for a date.
I used to have six beers while I was getting ready, so I'd be sloshed before I left the house.
Is that a money thing or just
no?
A...
I just love the process, just getting a little bit lit and put my makeup on.
It's fun to get ready. Well, I dance around.
It didn't. You know, it never ended around. Well though, because I was already sloshed by the time it went
and
out.
The beers too.
Yeah, can't. Well, I won't name. We're not allowed to name names, but anyway.
But well,
good old
okay.
Aussie beer it was.
Another alternative to that is to turn on Joy Radio on a Saturday evening as you're getting out and you start dancing and you get into the mood. My thing is I get all danced out. I get to wherever I'm going.
And she's exhausted.
And
she's already
done.
I'm going to go home. I'm tired.
I've done my dancing for tonight.
I'm tired. Where?
Why do you want to sit down and eat and talk?
Oh, my God, you're funny. All right, people, if you just joined us, today's topic is hobbies, and it's a two-parter. Today we're talking about what are hobbies and how are they good for you and also when they become bad. And next week we're talking about when your hobbies become a side hustle, the Confucius saying. Choose a job you love. And you'll never have to work another day in your life. That's next week. Anyway, so hobbies, how do they assist our brains? So have you heard about the flow state?
Have I heard about the flow state?
Oh, sorry.
Oh my God, I've read the No, okay, sorry. I went
Taoist for a while, didn't you? You did. That's okay. It's a good
No, I good do principle. Know about the flow state, but you tell me your interpretation of the flow state.
It's just a deep immersion into something that calms your brain. So if you're like a painter, or I get it with, so one of my, I call it a hobby, is I love editing.
You do a great job with our socials.
And I love it. And I just go into this zone, and that's called flow. It's like kind of like meditation.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So that's what a hobby should do for your brain.
Well, should. There's some absolutes here, right? I don't know about the absolutes. I think there's a combination of, you know, what comprises a hobby.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely, you know, there's that feeling of enjoying what you're doing.
And also it obviously elicits dopamine.
Oh, okay.
Which is why it can lead to problems if you're seeking too much of it. But we'll get to that.
Okay.
But yeah, so you get dopamine from it. It makes you feel good. You're in that flow state of meditation. And what? I asked my girlfriends, how many, what are your hobbies and how many do you have? And they've all got children and only could, they could only name about two.
Right.
So that's not a lot, is it?
I don't know. How many hobbies are you supposed to have?
Well, there's, I think there's some studies say between four, no, between two and four. And then there's another study that I read that says it doesn't matter as many as you, can. But it also, you've got like a, there's five pillars of life, right? Work, health, social, hobbies, okay, and one other, right? Yeah. And you've got water in each of these buckets. So if, let's say you've got 8 million hobbies, mm-hmm, you're taking water, and you've only got the same certain amount of water, right?
Right.
So if you work too much, then there's water taken out of the other buckets, the social buckets, the hobbies buckets.
Is this water in your brain you're talking about, or where's the water?
No.
Like, what water are you talking about?
Talking about the flow, water,
the
and
flow in the water.
Flow. Do you know? Does that make sense, or am I insane?
It does. You both looked at me. It does make sense, Jane. There's so many.
Do I have to answer that? On the grounds it might incriminate.
Oh dear.
Anyway.
No, but I think that
they also help you with community. There can be a community aspect to it.
Right, yeah.
And a social, like book clubs, things like that. Yeah. So I asked, yeah. So back to asking my friends, they only had two, some couldn't even name one. And in my 20s, I didn't have any hobbies.
In your 20s?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think that's a real problem.
You didn't have any hobbies?
No. I'm trying to think
you
about it.
You did nothing for pleasure.
Other than just going out with my friends, and it was just work. In your 20s, you do that transition to work.
Okay.
And I look back now and I go, like, because now my hobbies right now are gardening.
Yep.
And I box. Boxing is a
boxing,
hobby.
Boxing, right. Yeah, cool.
And I wish I'd done that in my 20s because there's so much positivity that I get out of both of those things.
Yep.
Yep. And then both the gardening's new. That only started that in March.
Beautiful.
I never thought I would, and I love it.
Well, you know, the comment that you made about in your 20s, because that transition into working and, you know, typically it's a full-time job, is an interesting aspect to having hobbies and when hobbies get pushed out of the way.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I started working as a lawyer in my 20s and, you know, I'd walk out of the office at 2 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah, so you're taking water out of your hobbies bucket.
Well, clearly I did not realise that. And you know what? It does remind me. I stopped playing tennis in my 20s probably because of that.
There you go. And yeah. Look at kids, right? So how many things are they interested in? And also hobbies are so good for kids. Yep. So I've got my daughter into boxing and my son's going to play soccer and most kids have activities and stuff because it's really good for them.
Yeah. Well, so then why do kids get all the fun?
Exactly, because we grow up and we get obsessed with work and other things and our buckets are all over the place.
Well, I suppose, and then the responsibilities, but, you know, that like you have to go to the grocery store or, you know.
Yeah, got to go to work.
Got to go to work. Got to drop the kids off at their hobbies.
Yeah, got to be their maid, blah-de, blah-de, blah.
Yeah, well, this is the thing as adults. It's fun to have hobbies. Oh, look, it's interesting about hobbies because I had lots of hobbies as a kid.
Wait, Dimitri used to like making paper mache.
You remember.
Was it Planets?
Pardon?
You were a paper mache connoisseur.
Oh, yes.
Were they Planets?
Planets and volcanoes was my other specialty. And I have a distinct remembrance of rigging up little light to a battery in the volcano with some cellophane. Oh. And I was so proud of myself.
Please tell me there's a photo somewhere.
Yeah, there has to be.
Damn, I don't think there is. But I was very proud of it. And I knew I wanted to be able to create so that stuff would spew out of it.
Where'd you get the idea?
You just did that kind of stuff. It was the 70s. There was not much else. There was no iPhones in the 70s.
It was 311.
Well, I was only a child at that stage.
Right.
Yeah, thankfully that wasn't a hobby. No, well, I have distinct and drawing as well.
Drawing. My kid.
Yeah, I really miss my paper mache. You've brought that back.
Why don't you get back into it?
We should do a paper mache day. Go on.
I love that idea.
Yeah. You can make a piñata for my birthday because they're paper mache.
Are they?
Yeah.
I could.
You can make me a piñata.
I'd love to make one
for you. Por favor.
What shape would you want?
Ooh, a shape of your face.
Hang on a sec. Step back a bit. With a piñata, don't you like whack that with a big stick?
And in Mexico, the way they do it. So here we just hang it. Here we just hang it, right? Mexico, there's two dudes standing on a roof and it's strung up on a rope and the guys on the roof are like pulling it. So it's constantly bouncing.
Oh.
And you've got to try to hit it. Are you blind? You are blindfolded, yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
It's so much fun.
Hang on a sec. You want a paper mache of my head.
No, that one's
that you can then string up and then whack it with a stick. Have we got a song we could go to?
We sure do.
It sounds like some kind of political, Saddam Hussein or Trump or something. No.
Well, we've got some time in the song to think about what kind of piñata you'd like, Jane. So why don't we go to a song?
And also, when we come back.
I've got time in the song to start crying, I think, that my co-host wants to bash my head.
So we're gonna work our emotions in this song.
I want you to. No, I'm doing it for you, Demetra. I want you to enjoy your hobby again, all right? And I want the candy that's inside your head.
The candy inside my head.
Yeah.
I love that. That should be a name of a song.
Oh, all these wacky. You know what else could be in the piñata? Not candy, but wacky quotes that you've butchered.
Awesome Maya Angelou quotes.
And your business card.
I'm loving this. Look, hey, I would be prepared to have my head whacked.
No, all right. That can be my hobby. My new hobby is piñata bashing.
Let's go to a song. So we've got Clumsy Love by Thelma Plum. Ladies, what do you reckon? Good song.
Oh, great song, actually. Good on you, Thelma Plum.
Love it.
Thelma Plum. All right, you're here on Joy 94.9, Saturday Brekkies.
If you could ever love me half as much as you could love yourself, we'd have a big house and a big old tree for us and no one else.
Good morning, you're on Joy Weekend Breakfast with me, Jean. It's 11 minutes to 9 and you're joined by...
Demetra, Janakopoulos.
The lovely...
Thank you. Appreciate that. And the amazing Alana on panel.
On the panel.
Hi.
And today, everybody, our topic... is hobbies.
Sort of, kind of.
What do you mean kind of?
I don't know.
We've spent half the show talking about other things. We've had a few texts come in. My hobby is this is from Paul. My hobby is exploring my genealogy on two paid services and creating ancestry trees for friends who aren't sure of their family history. I love that. Can you do mine, please?
Okay. Good. That sounds good.
All right.
Alana, what are your hobbies?
So mine probably aren't too far from yours, Jane. So
giving people your telephone number.
No.
Nah.
So I play a bit of a game with people when they first meet me because I've also recently taken up gardening. But my hobby is indoor plants and keeping indoor plants.
Ooh.
How many indoor plants do you think I've accrued over about 5 years?
Okay, I'm counting mine in my house and I'm not crazy with indoors, but I've got some.
Yeah.
I'd say I've got 8 total.
You're going to keep going up a lot.
10?
23.
More.
78.
More than 23.
No. I have 73.
How big's your house? Are you?
No, so it's not about the size of the house, it's how you use it. But no, I've got a lot of small, small cacti. Uh-huh. I've got some bigger plants.
Cacti plants?
I mean, what else are they going to be? Food?
Like their own? Are they their own species?
Oh, true. Well, all right. Well, then if I take out the cacti from the
might actually, I might
so you've got three indoor plants.
I've got three indoor plants. Yeah.
And do you count the little offshoots of the cacti as one plant?
No, I don't. No, okay. If it's in a pot, it's a plant. So it's per pot.
I think it's important to get the metrics.
No, I'm going to Google that because I aggressively said, what else are they?
So 73 plants.
Yes.
Okay, because we're going to go loose definition of plants.
Yeah, so I've got birds of paradise.
Inside your house?
The heartleaf philodendrons. Yeah, I do. I love them.
Philodendrons?
Yeah, well, I really
they
like
can take
making...
take over your house, right?
They already
have
are.
Have you seen Little Shop of Horrors?
Like, oh, it's yeah. A very oh, no, I'm film. Not going I'm not going for the cow plant kind of whatever that plant
the talk,
wants.
Yeah, the... What are they? The ones that eat the flies?
Fly traps. They don't work.
Oh, I used to have these. Yeah, they don't work. No, the flies just tease it and then bugger off. So
it's all show.
It's all show, no action.
They look like they've got some mean teeth on them.
They do, but God, can they not use them? At least mine, anyway.
Okay, so cactus. Yes, they are a plant.
Oh, okay.
It's a succulent. Specifically a succulent.
A succulent.
See, is a succulent a plant? I just.
Yeah. It's a type of plant.
Did AI tell you that? Because we know AI is now unreliable.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, it's a plant. So, yeah.
So, you have gardening. What's your other hobbies?
I'm a bit of a gamer.
Ooh.
I love playing a bit of games with my friends.
Nice.
Multiple platforms. I've built my own PC because I'm a bit of a nerd.
I have built my own PC. Wow, Alana. Yeah. That's impressive.
Hang on. Is it? Or is it like an old TV from...
No,
is it a 90s? Is it
the old Apple? No, it's not like an old Sega or something. Like it's
what's his face built in his garage? Is that it?
And look where that led.
Hang on, you built your... Okay.
I did.
That's impressive. You built your own PC for gaming specifically?
Yeah, gaming and to have a PC, yeah.
Did you build the screen?
It was at the time because it took up all of my spare time. Okay. So, yeah.
Did you build the screen?
Yeah, no, not that you buy a screen.
What did you build?
So you build the interior, like inside of what's actually in the PC. So you've got your motherboard, you know, you've got the memory, you've got your...
Wow. Where did you learn all that?
Lots of YouTube videos and friends that have done it themselves.
Good for you.
That's impressive.
And it's cool because then it's something that you've done so you can get to see, you know what I mean.
That's a hobby too. Yeah. And you're very handy around the house. That's a bit of a hobby of yours. Your favourite thing in your house is your screws.
Indeed.
That's the one thing you'd take if the house burnt down. But ironically, also the one thing that would survive is these screws that she's been holding on to.
I thought that. I don't need to. I just have to run for my life. That's what I would do. But I'm impressed, Alana, because the ongoing saga in my house is my printer.
I was going to say, how's your relationship with your printer going?
Well, I've met another printer.
Oh, hello.
Yeah.
You ghosted it.
First I ghosted my long-suffering printer.
First you took it apart.
Yeah.
And saw its insides.
And then decided I needed to move on.
And then you ghosted it into another room and now you've met another printer.
I've met another printer. Which is sitting in its box at the moment, so it's all shiny, shiny.
What is
and, you know, how everything that's shiny, shiny is impressive and attractive. Yes. And I think, you know, that is an indication of my hobbies. I used to love it. So as I used to, because I think I'm starting to come back to it, although the poor printer, I hope that's not a sign of things to come. But I love fixing things. Mm. And I look at, like, I have all these tools, I have all these nails, and doing the show about why do I still have this reminded me, and I know we go on about the nails and things, and I did look at the nails to think, is it time to get rid of them? And I'm like, no, because...
No, but you've held on to... She's got screws from, like, a roof or a ceiling that she's never even used.
Yeah, I know, but it's rekindled my...
The Greek in you.
But also my old hobby, I like fixing things.
Yeah. You like fixing things. Can you come to my house, please?
Sure. Hey, I'm available. You've all got my phone number now, so
I like fixing things too, but at other people's house. Like I told you, like I'm helping my mum sell her house, so I'm helping her move and clean and da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
And I told you my realization why it's so much easier at my mum's because there's no negative emotions. At my house, I don't just see one dirty wall. I see the entire house.
Yeah. Well, I think
I don't just see one gutter that needs... I just see all the gutters.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's never... I mean, it is never ending with maintaining your home. But I'm starting to come back to that hobby because I do have a lot of tools and, you know, this is a flex, got my tools, I got my
I'm going to buy you a Meccano set.
Yeah, gorgeous. So it's nice to fix things, I
loved Meccano when I was a kid. That was my hobby and reading.
Yep.
And basketball.
Yep.
But see, I stopped all those hobbies in my 20s and my teens. I took up other hobbies that aren't really hobbies, that are just bad for you.
Well, I don't know because you're doing this judgment. Does a hobby have to be good for you?
Yes.
It has to be. We're creating.
Well, I don't know because I asked the question on my socials because I'm not promoting smoking, but I don't mind the occasional cigar. And I'm like, it's a hobby because I buy the little cutters and I research the different kinds and I do it with my dad and my brother. It's nice. And it's not as bad. I'm not promoting it, people. But you don't really inhale into the lung. But it still can get mouth. Anyway, whatever. it's not an addiction, so it's not problematic yet.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'll get judgy.
I'm not sitting here with a cigar like Joe Rogan. I'm going to do that next week, people.
Oh, wow. Oh, no. Why don't we do an outside broadcast at your house and yeah, Demetra comes over
I can punch down.
You'll punch
I think I'll
some
take a week off that week.
Demetra will help out around the house. Yeah. Fix some stuff.
I don't like smoking at all. I think it's the worst.
Yeah, you said that was a deal breaker.
Well,
even a one, like one cigar a month. You said that was a I said to you, if you met the perfect woman in every way, she loved tennis. She was Greek.
She was Greek.
She loved tennis.
Doesn't have to be
tennis.
Greek. That was never on the list.
Well, it's not on your list. She's got a very, very precise buffet style.
The girlfriend or me?
The girlfriend.
No, I've never said that. You're making things up now.
Well, you said you judge.
Oh, my God, all the texts just stopped.
And I said, you're perfect person.
What kind of a wing person are you?
No such thing as perfection, people. Anyway.
Pushing them away.
Would you really not date them if they smoked a cigar?
Are you asking for a friend?
It sounds like I'm asking for myself. Oh, my God.
Are we going to go to a song now?
Yeah, we'll go to a song.
So we've got Rufus Du Sol, Music Is Better.
Yeah, this is a great song.
Keep the messages coming, people. What are your hobbies? I've got Britt, I love baking. I just don't do it enough because I don't want to be fat after eating what I've baked. Also love hosting dinner parties. I make it a mini event. Again, I don't do it enough, so I'm not sure either. Can it be classified as a hobby? So how often do you have to do something for it to be a hobby?
Well, let's talk about that after the break. That's a good example as well. I think we can.
Thank you, Brett.
Yeah, let's talk about that one more after the break.
Thanks, Brett. Yeah, you can get in touch with us 0427 569 949. Let us know what your hobbies are, or on air at joy.org.au. You're here on Saturday Brekkie. Joy 94.9.
Since I lie in the sun on the edge of a dream, you play me a song.
You're on Joy Weekend Breakfast with me, Demetra.
And me, Jean.
And our wonderful person.
Our panellist, Alana. Welcome.
Welcome.
And welcome people out there.
9:05. I don't know what happened there. Time's just flown. You talked about being in flow
before. We're in the flow, baby.
Yeah. It's wonderful, right? But time stands still.
It sure does. And we've had so many texts come through because if you've just joined us, the topic for today is hobbies, and it's a two-parter because we love doing those. Today's about hobbies. What are they? What weird? Let's do weird and wacky ones. Let's do that. Mm. And also today we're going to talk about when they become problematic.
Yeah.
And how often do you have to do something? So we had a text message come in from Britt, and she said that she loves baking, but she doesn't do it enough because she doesn't want to eat all the stuff she bakes, right? Yeah. And then you also said, does it have to be good for you?
Well, it really pinged in my brain because you talked before the break about, you enjoy, monthly cigar, and I really don't like smoking. I really have a thing about smoking. It's not good for you. But then it's like, okay, so does the hobby, I think if you're constantly baking and then you eat all your baked goods,
and it's like,
is that bad for you? I don't know.
I suppose if you binge eat 28 cookies, that's a problem.
But yeah, I suppose it's not, it's not good for you.
Often, if you do it once a month, like me cigars, it's probably not a problem.
I don't know. Well, but it does raise the question about with a hobby, does it necessarily, like the consequences of the hobby, does that define it being a hobby?
Well, also we got a text come in from Octavia, and Octavia said Pilates is a hobby for me. And she said, I do it with a bunch of friends and we have a whole chat group revolving around it. We are even doing a hot Pilates themed dinner next week.
Oh, gorgeous. Oh.
So I was talking to you in our production meeting about going to the gym. Can you say that I personally find lifting weights really boring.
Yeah.
It's not my bag. And do you go to the gym because you want to look a certain way? Like, what's your motivation? So obviously this Octavia's texted in. Obviously it is a hobby because I think she would do it anyway. She's got social connections around it. doing it for years.
Well, you made an interesting point about that. It's like, because it's like, well, is it a hobby? If you could get out of it, would you do it? And like, so if you're not going to, like if you said, I don't like have to go and do, because it's very good to do your weights in the gym. It's very important.
It is important. As we age.
Well, you know.
Elder millennial.
Well, yes, it's the elder millennial. But if you didn't have to do it, you wouldn't do it. There was no other way of achieving that benefit. So does that make it a hobby or is it a chore? I mean, we haven't even used that word yet, but a chore.
I suppose, often exercise can be, sometimes with boxing I'm like, oh, I really can't be bothered. But then once I get there, I'm like, yeah, I love it.
Well, it's funny because I sometimes, I mean, I haven't played tennis, like competitive tennis for a little while. But, you know, sometimes I would be the same, like I've got a, you know, comp on, like you typically Saturday morning. Oh, yeah, actually, I just worked out why I don't do competition tennis because I'm here. But
you just worked that out.
But wow. Sometimes, yeah, same deal. Like I think, oh, Saturday morning, I could just be lying in bed. But then, yeah, once you're in it, it's like, oh, yeah, I'm so glad I'm here. So,
yeah, well, I could have said that today, just laid in bed.
Yeah.
But I'm here.
Yeah.
That's what you do, Demetra. You show up.
Yeah. Of course. It's too much fun. Oh, Alana, we do need to go to a break.
And I want to pick up on you and I are going to play tennis, remember?
We are, yes.
And I'm going to learn to like tennis.
Yeah, well, we need to have the tennis session maybe later in the year as we're getting closer to the Demetra's session.
Last time I brought it up, Demetra's like, well, I'm very good, you know.
Well, yes.
I believe you.
I just don't want you to be disappointed when we're playing. Oh, and what? And I beat you.
You smash me.
And I, you know.
You're going to hit me in the face with the ball?
No, I'm not. I'm not you.
My hobby is editing, and I've been editing clips, right?
You do a great job.
I've gone through all our shows. And there's something that you said about netball being a blood sport. If you really back, this was months ago. You said if you really didn't like someone, you'd throw the ball straight at their face.
Did I say that out loud?
You said that.
Yeah, it's brutal.
Yeah,
netball is brutal.
Yeah. So people, if you're out there, and let's say
you're
between
a netball court somewhere,
you're on a netball court between 1995, 2005, and you got smashed in the face with a ball. It was Demetra Giannakopoulos.
Especially if you're wearing braces.
Yeah, that's
like in Scrabble, you hit the double points.
So you'd see someone with braces on the court and you'd go for them.
Hey, that's what would happen to me. So all's fair in love and netball, let me tell you.
She's making up quotes.
Netball is brutal.
Quote's going in the piñata.
We do need to go to a break, but something I really want to pick up on, because I'm entranced by the fact that our Alana built her own PC.
I'm still baffled by it.
I know.
But let's go to a break.
All right.
I love that you did that, though. That's amazing.
It's thrilling. It's not really. I'll talk a bit more about it later. But let's go to a song.
Yeah, it's no longer thrilling.
Well, I made three babies. Is that a hobby? I grew them. Is that a hobby?
That's a really interesting question.
Actually, some people are surrogates again and again and again. They really enjoy it, being pregnant.
Yeah.
Is that a hobby?
That's its own show, I think.
And
that's a very important topic.
Yeah. And it's in America where it's different laws and things.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So many things we can talk about. Who knew this was going to come up talking about hobbies?
I know. Demetra, right. I feel like you snuck this song in here. It's a Peach PRC
Of course
song.
You did.
Oh, did I?
It's your lover. Whoops.
How did this
Which
get in here?
Which one's this? Tell us the lyrics and what it means.
It's about having secret relationships. You know, someone's in the closet, the other person's not. And, you know, there's the thrill and the annoyance of, you know, sneaking around with someone.
Oh, my God.
Wait, hang on.
Is that a hobby? No.
Yeah.
Is that a hobby? I know, right? It's a bit of Peach.
Wait, so hang on. Who's in the closet?
I assume the woman that Peach is singing about
is in the closet.
And you know, I don't know if you've ever dated someone who's not out and you've got to sort of sneak around a little bit and it can be really frustrating, but also it can kind of be
Well, it's
a bit,
like
you
when
know,
you
cheeky.
Meet someone at work and you, at the start of the relationship, you don't want to tell the workplace yet.
Yeah, I suppose it's similar.
Yeah.
Well, let's hear it.
I've done it a few times.
All right, this is Secret Peach PRC.
I had your phone number too.
Oh, no. Not from your business card, was it?
We've had your business kind of way.
I'm going to a song, Joy 94.9.
And on that note, don't Just on that note.
I can't go to a song.
It doesn't work out.
Jay's
well.
Not letting me. What's happening? Can I go to a song?
You have a sing
commission.
Go to Paige. Go
All
to
right,
Paige.
Let's do it.
Your mama doesn't know I'm here. She's got indoctrinated fears. Can't tell your friends the truth. Hiding in clubs.
You're on Joy Weekend Breakfast with me, Demetra.
And me, Jean.
I was worried you're going to forget who you are.
Interesting.
Who are you? Who are you
I spelled
today?
My name wrong once. My own name.
That's right.
I wrote Malone instead, and I forgot I left the Y off the end. Like an idiot.
Oh, look, I do that too as well.
Do you?
My surname. Yeah, I always
Yours is a Yeah, and my middle name's Margaret. Sometimes I have to do Margaret in my head.
It's a lovely name.
Is it? Jean Margaret Malone. Very Irish. Very Irish. And you're obviously very Greek.
Very Greek.
Very Greek.
Very Greek. Alana.
Yes.
Alana, our wonderful panelist.
Hi. Yes.
Trying to keep us. Oh, my God.
And quickly, listeners, if you've just joined us, you are, of course, on Joy Weekend Breakfast.
Oh,
and
yes.
Today's topic is hobbies. And you're about to ask, because Alana divulged that she built her own computer. She likes to game. That's one of her hobbies.
I'm a gamer.
And we are both baffled as to how you build a computer.
Shook.
We're shook to our core.
I'm impressed. And you rebuilt it.
Well, I've had to upgrade it over time because as things with technology, as with everything, stuff gets outdated, things update, you need to keep on top of it. So now it's almost become less of a hobby and more of an annoyance.
Okay.
Well, this is an interesting thing that comes up, because at what point, you know, it was a hobby for you and quite an intricate hobby. Like, there's a lot of learning and obviously purchasing the parts to put it together.
Yeah.
At what point did it stop being a hobby for you?
When it was a burden. Yeah, like a chore. It was something that, you know, I built it for the purpose of playing games, and then you'd go to play a game and it would go, not fast enough, or it's laggy, and then you knew you'd have to upgrade. And it went, well, that's not fun anymore, is it? So,
Because something that is interesting about that, which comes up, is having a hobby that is about, like golf, let's say golf is a classic example, right? So golf is your hobby, but there's so much gear that you can buy for golf. And so at what point, and, you know, if you love photography, there's so much gear you can keep buying. And sometimes the buying of the gear can be, you do that more then you actually do the thing of taking photographs.
Or you buy all the stuff and then it sits there and you don't use it sometimes.
Yeah. So what was the hobby? Was it shopping? Was that the hobby?
Well, that's the other thing is that these days, because of capitalism and consumerism, a lot of people's hobbies revolve around consuming, shopping, buying, also even gaming, you'd spend money on that. Going to the movies, you spend money streaming. So it's watching TV a hobby. See, gardening took over that. That was my hobby.
So did you buy lots of gear for your gardening?
Yeah, I've spent a bit of money.
See, like, but it's an interesting thing because at what point you don't mind? You're still at that stage where you don't mind.
Nah, I love it too much. I want more and more and more. More flowers. More pots. More potting mix. Please.
Yeah, and
donate.
please donate potting mix. Can you go to your local council and get compost or anything? Is that a thing?
Oh, I don't think so. You just kind of got to go to your local nursery or hardware store. That's how I've been doing it.
I just go to the park late at night and dig.
Scoop a little bit up.
Oh, no. I don't know, you may need to speak to your lawyer about how much you're going to divulge about that.
We haven't said which council, so she's fine. Joy says, if you see a suspicious person in your local park at night with a scoop and a bag, contact us.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's Jean getting soil for her gardening hobby.
That's your new hobby.
Going to the park with a spade at midnight and a couple of buckets. No, a wheelbarrow.
Where do you walk the wheelbarrow home? How far away is the park?
Inconspicuously.
It's not far. It's far. It's good exercise too. Free soil.
Okay, so if anyone sees a woman pushing a barrow full of dirt in the middle of the night.
It's Jean trying to save money on potting mix.
Oh, no. We're not condoning this, Joysters, please. This is not good behaviour.
No.
I'm going to go judgy on that.
Go judgy. It's also not true, by the way.
It is interesting about it is interesting about crossing
over. Although you believed it.
So I did believe it. Yeah, because, yeah.
Have I told you the Christmas tree story?
I want to know the Christmas tree story.
Someone messaged and they hated me for it. Okay, so every year I get a real Christmas tree, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because I love the smell of the pine, so da 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 da. And then Christmas finishes and then there's this, I thought you put it on the street and there's a collection service. I did it one year. No one else was doing it. There's no other dead Christmas tree. Anyway. So then I just dragged it into the back of my courtyard before it was just a wasteland before I became an avid gardener. Now it's a beautiful utopia of cigars and fun. So I would just leave them in this is, and I didn't have a green bin. And then one year I burnt it. It just got, because it just ends up as a dead, by July, it's a dead carcass. One year I did take it to the park. And I left it in the park.
Oh.
I dumped it.
You planted it or just?
I just dumped it.
You didn't plant this dead tree.
I know it's wrong. I feel bad about it. And it's my local park. And all the mums and stuff would be like, look at that tree over there. Ew, who did that? And I'd be like, yeah, that's just so disrespectful. Meanwhile, I knew it was me. I was the culprit.
What you get up to completely astonishes me.
Anyway, when I said that, I've said that on air before, someone texted in real angry.
Well, fair enough.
Well, yeah.
I'm
going to
text
line.
In now really angry, actually.
I know. I feel bad. But in my defense, it's green, it's green waste.
Crickets?
It's green waste.
Someone's
like I tell my kids they can throw their banana peels
in the
or an apple core.
Where?
In the park.
Oh.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I mean, they've got bins.
Yeah, but they're compost.
What's the word?
No, yeah, no, you're right. They're compostable. But
okay, let's not litter.
This is a whole other topic.
And let's not fly tip Christmas trees at the park.
Please use bins. Stop leaving in your parks. Keep your parks beautiful.
And now I've realised that I have a saw and a green bin, so I just chop her up.
Yeah.
Bit by bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that hobby was.
That wasn't a hobby. It was, related to my gardening hobby. Mm. I said I stole the potting mix. Anyway,
yeah.
The topic for today is hobbies, people, and we've had some more messages come through. We've got my hobbies are creating new and exciting meals from Indigenous native foods and growing my own Indigenous plants in my garden.
Oh, lovely.
I love that. The Indigenous plants are often succulents and they last very well.
Yeah, that's a beautiful hobby. See, I'm going to go full on. That is a gorgeous hobby.
Gardening.
Well, gardening, but with a specific
Indigenous
theme.
Native. Yeah, yeah, they're beautiful.
Indigenous plants.
I just planted two kangaroo paws.
Yeah. Keep yours alive, tell me your secrets.
That's all my mum said. Mum's a scientist. I call her every morning. I'm like, Mum, my lavender's looking sick. I send her a photo. She diagnoses it. She's like, put your finger in the soil. How deep? I go, how deep? If it comes out wet, then it needs water. She's like a fool because she's been doing it for like 40 years.
Oh, yes.
Her whole life. And so when I got into it, she's like, finally, one of my kids. I always wanted one of my kids to get into gardening because it brought her so much joy.
Yes.
And it's brought me so much joy. I encourage it.
Well, I mean, again, coming back to hobbies are meant to bring you joy. And I mean, you do often say, oh, I can't wait to get into the garden. Like, you know, when we've had a production meeting, and particularly now where the weather is really gorgeous, coming up to gorgeous.
Oh, daylight
saving.
Daylight saving.
I don't know if
daylight
anyone's realized, but Jean really likes daylight saving.
Loves daylight
saving. But, you know, this
tell
is the
me
thing,
it's
like,
not amazing.
It is amazing. And you want to get into your gardening really. Like you want you go. I can't wait. I mean, I enjoy our production meetings, but you can't wait to stop the production meeting.
Like, it's real sunny outside. I'm going. And I was sick this week.
Have you stopped talking to me, Mitra? I want to go to my garden. Anyway. Speaking of which, we should go to a song,
I reckon. Should go to, what a segue.
And also, do you like that? I'm learning from stunning. You, Alana.
No, you're not. I'm learning from you. Oh. Uno reverse. There we
go. Okay, and after the break, people, we're going to talk about when hobbies become problematic. Mm. I've got a couple of great examples from two very well-known psychiatrists.
Ooh,
okay. And their hobbies became addictions.
Ooh. Well, would you say that they were warning signs? Ooh. Like the song Warning Signs by Loreen? I'm doing my best, people.
You are doing great. Let's go. You're on joy, people.
Let's go.
I got this traction running through my veins. All I ever do is run away.
You're on Joy Weekend Breakfast with me, Dimitri Janikopoulos,
and me, Jean. Again, you think I'm going to forget my own name?
I do, actually. I hold my breath.
Sometimes I do have a delay. What's with that?
Who do you really think you are? Or who are you really? Maybe Jean is just a cover.
You're a Zua. So, Dimitri, if you just joined us, people, it's Joy Weekend Breakfast with Dimitri and Jean. And if you go to the back catalogue of podcasts, Dimitri changed her name to Azua.
Yeah, because it's a really pretty name.
Yeah. So I left her a voice message the other day.
Yeah, you did.
I said, hi, it's Azua.
You call me Azua. No, I like it. I like
Azua,
it.
Azua, like the Microsoft product?
No, there was Azua was the name of an artist. That's where you found it.
I can't remember.
I can because I have all the footage and I do all the editing and I see everything.
Oh, God.
All right, people, if you've just joined us again, the topic for today is hobbies. And we've had lots of text messages come in. And we want to talk about when hobbies become problematic because so there's two quite prominent.
Sorry, we haven't even covered the illegal problematic, which you've touched on before. But anyway.
What do you mean by illegal?
Well, if your hobby involves that undertaking illegal activity.
What, like?
Like you.
Oh, like breaking into cars, stealing cars. That one?
No.
Is that the one you're talking about? Which other hobby? There's a few.
Actually, I'm not going to repeat it.
Nah, I'm joking.
You'll have to listen to the podcast.
I'm drunk
on the show.
All right, so.
Some revelations that happened before this break.
All right. It's on, mate. It's on. All right. Have you heard of Dr. Gabor Mate?
Oh, yes.
He's quite a prominent psychiatrist and his field of expertise is addiction. And he's written many, many books. He's a Frenchman, I think. Anyway, so he loved classical music. That was his hobby. He collected CDs at the time. And he became addicted to the point where he was delivering a baby. He left the woman in labor because a new CD had come out and he wanted to make sure that he got that CD as it was coming out. So he left a woman in labor.
Not his wife or anything. He's...
No, the patient.
Oh.
He left the patient to go and buy this. CD, classical CD. That's how his addiction. That's how he got into addiction. He understands it. And so it's because it's the dopamine rush, right?
Okay.
And so there's a woman called Dr. Anna Lemke, and she wrote an amazing book. I recommend it to anyone. It's called Dopamine Nation. Mm-hmm. And it talks about dopamine. And obviously hobbies give us dopamine, which is why we do it.
Okay.
And so she's a psychiatrist. And her personal story is that she became addicted to romance novels. So it started with the Twilight series and then it just escalated to the point. And when it's an addiction, it interferes with your daily life. Like, so she wasn't sleeping. She was missing things. She was not doing the things she was supposed to do. Her buckets were all out of water because of the books. And then she wouldn't.
Buckets of water. Is that while she was gardening?
while she was reading the romance.
Okay.
And so.
Clearly neglecting her garden if her buckets of water were all over the place.
And you know what else she would do? She wouldn't. It got to the point where she would read the romance novel to the point where the couple got together. So she'd get that hit because that's the point of reading it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's a mild undertone of like soft porn.
It's a bit spicy.
It's a bit spicy. And a lot, some of my girlfriends are really into that. That's their hobbies too, is reading romance. And I'm like, how much? How many? How many? Oh, don't let it become an addiction. Yeah. And so, yeah, so she'd get to the point in the book where they get together, then she'd punt the book and just start a new one.
So she wouldn't get to the end of the book?
No, wow. She didn't care. She just wanted that hit of the couple getting together. And because the format of romance novels are pretty similar. Like okay. They have like a story arc and then whatever. And then the couple get together and then there's some other drama and they get back to whatever it is. But she would, when they do get together midway, she'd dump the book and start a new one.
Wow.
Interesting.
And then, so then she wrote a book about dopamine and it can, yeah.
Was
so
it
when,
inspired by her addiction with the romance novels?
Well, I assume so.
Yeah.
Because she obviously understands addiction.
Yeah.
Because if you've never had an addiction, you don't understand it. Like the compulsiveness behind it. And yeah. That it really interferes with your daily functioning.
It's really interesting. Just as you were talking about that, it made me think about there's this new format of filmmaking and they're called vertical dramas. Mm. You're going to start hearing about this more and more because they're made for viewing on your phone.
Right.
And the other part of this, and they're called micro dramas as well. It's another name that's given to them. Micro. And they are like your classic novella.
Telenovela.
Yeah. And
like a soap opera.
It is a soap opera. And they last for typically each episode's like 1.5 minutes. And it's you got to write it and design it so that you give that cliffhanger, which I suppose is a dopamine hit, mm-hmm. right? And then mm-hmm. people just keep watching more and more of these vertical dramas or micro dramas. And as you're saying that, I'm thinking, wow, they've really caught on to the science of you give your audience that little hit and then they want to watch the next bit.
Well, yeah, well, that's why we watch like TV, binge series. Mm. And I think watching TV can be a hobby, provided you don't do it for 7 hours a day like I used to.
This is the thing. Was that an addiction?
Yeah, it was. Definitely was. Yeah. It was like the equivalent of doom scrolling. I don't do that, but a lot of people do. And that I don't think that's a hobby.
But like this is the thing, right? Are we reframing hobbies as the chase for dopamine? Then,
well, correct. It's got to be the perfect balance. So, in this book, Dopamine Nation, she talks about the scales mm-hmm. of dopamine, and when one side's out of whack. So let's say you took a hit of something, and your dopamine levels went through the roof.
Yeah.
So the scales are off balance. Then. Your brain will automatically recalibrate itself because that's what it does, but it actually tips the other way, so you feel really low in dopamine
mm-hmm.
after the initial high. Mm. You've got a deficit, and you've got to make up for. So when you're doing your hobbies, you've got to say to yourself, "All right." So like for example, if I was in the garden, even my kids have started complaining actually since daylight saving started 2 days ago.
What have they been complaining
Why
about?
Why are you in the garden?
In that voice?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, worse. Thank God. You're always gardening. And last night I called them because they were at their dad's and it was 8:30 at night and I was in the garden. And they're like, why are you in the garden so late?
Amazing. Wow, you're really into it.
I'm painting.
I think, as we're talking about this, I think I've become addicted to watching, news on Instagram about the United States. Yeah. I think I'm addicted and I've been justifying with myself saying, but you need to know about this.
No, I don't know if you're addicted. I think that's an interest of yours is US politics.
Yeah, but I find that I'm not planning on doing it and I just want to keep getting back to it. So I'm caught by how it is designed, you know, the social media. That's like a really old
The person. Social media.
Social media is designed to keep you doom scrolling, and then I've got this, you know, claim to myself. I try to justify it, but I bet it's really important to know what's going on, you know.
Well, as long as you aren't doing it, and it's into like you should be working.
Well, yes, that's exactly right. Well,
and that's what's happening.
Oh, yeah. So
well, then you
I think we're onto something. I think we might cure my.
You might be procrastinating.
This is my new hobby, but then you know, is it a good hobby? But as you're watching, you know, the United States going through incredible
interesting
adjustment,
stuff.
You know, it's sort of also important, but is it not a good hobby?
Yeah, let us know, 0427JOY949 or email honor@joy.org.au. Has your hobby become problematic to the point where you had to stop.
Wow, it's 20 minutes to 10 though. Like, it's nearly over.
Well, it's nearly over. But
it
can
ain't
we talk
over
about...
till I say it's over.
Are we allowed to tease what's happening on SatMag today? Can we?
Yeah, why not?
Of course we can. Coming up at 10 o'clock, people, it's SatMag.
SatMag at 10, but we do have a special guest in with SatMag today, AFL player who just came out as bisexual, Mitch Brown, coming up at 11 with the team from SatMag, which is huge. I'm so looking forward to that.
His first joy interview.
Mm.
That's sensational.
Love that.
Good for him. Good for you, Mitch. We love you.
Love you, Mitch. Well, why don't we go to a song, ladies? What do you reckon?
I think so.
Have a boog? Let's have a little dance.
A little boog?
A little boog. A little boogie.
This is for you, Jean.
Which one is it?
We're going to do lunch. Billie Eilish.
Let's do Billy. I love Billy.
We'll love a bit of Billy. All right, let's do some Billy here. You're on Joy 94.9 Weekend Brekkies. This is Billie Eilish.
I could eat that girl for lunch. Yeah, she dances on my tongue. Tastes like she might be the one.
Good morning. You're on Joy Weekend Breakfast with me, Jean, and...
with me, Demetra.
And our lovely panelist, Alana.
Hi.
If you've just joined us, it's... did I say the time? 14 minutes to 10. We've been talking about hobbies. That's our topic for today and next week because we've done a deep dive, as usual, and it's huge. And we got onto the topic...
and it's fun, too.
It's so fun.
I mean, it's fun.
It's so fun. And...
it's always got to be fun. This is my rule.
Find the funny.
Everything is fun.
If you don't laugh, you cry, baby. So we were talking about when hobbies become addictions, and I was talking about this prominent psychiatrist, Dr. Gabor Maté, and he was classical music was his hobby, and he became so obsessed and addicted to that hobby that while he was as a doctor delivering a baby, he left her in labor to go and buy the CD.
Did he get back in time?
I don't know. And then Anna Lemke as well wrote a book called Dopamine Nation, and she was addicted to romance novels. Mm-hmm. And someone's text in, Sally, I'm a gamer and it became too much. I was online for 6 hours a day and I read that book Jean mentioned, Dopamine Nation by Anna Lemke, and I did a dopamine fast where I stopped gaming for 30 days to reset my brain. I did 60 days and now I have been able to game in a healthy way and I can catch myself when it becomes an issue. So that's what she says in the book.
What's a dopamine fast?
So if you've got an addiction to something where you're seeking the dopamine,
okay,
like the romance novels or the gaming or whatever it is, if you stop that action for 30 days... she calls it a dopamine fast, and you can kind of reset. It's like when you stop drinking alcohol for like 3 months, right? You know how you can change your, if you've got a problem with it. Like I used to drink a lot self-medicate and whatever, drink alone and whatever. Various reasons that we'll get into another, there's a whole other episode about Jean's mental unrest. Anyway. If you stop,
how are we going to find the funny in that? That's what I'm thinking.
It's funny. There's lots.
It's good if you can laugh about it now.
I can laugh, yeah, for sure. Anyway, so I stopped drinking for like 3 or 6 months.
That's fantastic.
And then you change your relationship. So I wasn't looking for that because obviously it was giving me dopamine when I was drinking.
Is that what it is? Okay.
Yeah. So.
So, but with the dopamine fast. Mm-hmm. So what does that mean? Like no phone.
No, so no, whatever the problem is,
yeah,
you fast that thing.
Okay.
But then, so for her, it was the books. For Sally, it was the gaming.
So how did Professor Lamke, Dr. Lamke,
she
stop?
Quit the books.
She just stopped cold turkey.
Yeah, hasn't touched them again, I don't think. And then there's people that talk about, there's this whole thing online about dopamine, like dopamine's become a real hot topic.
Well, yeah, because that's what, you know, is driving, I mean, I'll say the business model of social media and being online is the attention is the attention economy. That's what it's called now.
Dopamine
which is,
hits.
Yeah, which is linked to that we ask as humans, we seem to seek dopamine. It's interesting because at the beginning of this show, you talked about flow and being in the flow state induces dopamine, and when we're in flow state, it is wonderful a feeling. Mm-hmm. You're in the moment, and yet now it's being turned against us.
Mm.
You know, it's being used against. I'll say used against us because we're finding it's not healthy for us to be online all the time.
And that's what she writes about in the book, that we live in a world where we are surrounded. So food, the sugar, everything we consume is dopamine, dopamine, dopamine. And so there's a movement about complete dopamine fast, where you don't do anything. So nothing for pleasure. You can't read.
Oh, that's.
You can't watch TV. You can't. You just do the bare minimum for like 24 hours.
No,
I don't know if there's any science behind it.
Well, I don't think any extremes are good anyway. I mean, I think it can suck the life out of anything, any extreme. Too much of something.
Nah, I love an extreme.
Or you like an extreme. Or not nothing.
You can't
or
go
something.
Cold turkey. You just can't.
I'm all or nothing.
I think that's harsh.
I mean, but it's become a thing online. I'm doing a dopamine fast. Why on your phone then, you idiot?
Good point.
Unless they've got the dumb phone setting. Have you seen that? People can change their phones now into dumb phone.
And people are going back to dumb phones. Mm. They're buying the non-smart.
I'm realizing that if I go to my phone, say, to find someone's number or something, I will inevitably get on the socials and start scrolling.
Yep.
That's why I said, get a watch. Why are you wearing a watch?
Yes, actually. I'm not wearing a watch.
Yeah, that's why I said wear a watch.
Where is then the watch? Then I can ditch my phone.
Then you don't have to look at your phone, because once you look at your phone, then blah, 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 blah.
And don't do a smartwatch, because that'll tell you your notifications.
No smartwatch.
I'll go legacy watch. What do we call that? Old-fashioned watch?
Yeah.
Vintage.
OG watch. Manual watch.
Do you know what? I went to the watch shop, because I got a lovely watch for my 40th from my family, and... I went to the shop where I got it from so they could take the links out, and there was watches everywhere, and there were these watches, right? I think they were Calvin Klein or something fancy. They literally had no numbers, not even marks where the numbers are.
Oh.
I was like, I can barely read it without, like, it took me a while without numbers. Yeah. I've just got marks on this one.
Yeah.
It took me a while to relearn how to tell the time.
Yeah.
This one had no marks. I'm like, that's just impossible.
Mm.
Yeah, that's kind of...
not for everybody.
The essence of watch.
Well, I'm sure there's some people that can tell the time.
Yeah, because they looked at their phone. That's how they could tell the time. They were wearing this name brand watch, and they could tell the time by looking at their phone.
I wonder if they just wear it for the brand and then they would look at their phone for the time. Yeah, I think I don't want to be judgy, but...
Or extreme minimalism. I mean, you like extremities. Maybe that's extreme minimalism. A watch with no actual markers.
No, that's not. That's anti-minimalism, because that serves no purpose other than to look aesthetically pleasing. So the minimalists say that they only use small amount of objects that they really need.
Yeah.
So a watch that they don't use to tell the time.
Sorry, go on.
It's not in their philosophy.
So minimalists definitely do not do hobbies then. Because by our definition of hobbies, it's like something that doesn't have a specific purpose. It's just purely
okay, we're
for
mixing,
pleasure.
Okay, minimalists are from our episode about why do I own this, which is about four episodes ago. We talked about minimalists.
Yeah, no, but I'm linking it to today's.
Minimalists could go for a run.
Why wouldn't they have hobbies?
They could run.
Because you just said they will only keep things that they have a purpose for.
Yeah, well, and if their hobby is tennis, then if their hobby is tennis, why am I now referring to tennis every bloody time?
It's working.
It's happening.
It's working.
It's happening.
Yeah, the brainwashing is working.
So let's say the minimalist likes tennis. If they have a tennis racket, that's okay.
Yeah, but I can just see the minimalist saying this has no purpose.
They just have one ball.
I'm going to throw out the tennis racket.
Or they just have one ball. One tennis ball.
They probably do squash. It's more effective. It's just one racket.
It's small too.
Yeah.
Squash ball.
Squash ball?
Or they can use the tennis ball if they have... Would they have an animal? Do minimalists have pets?
I don't know. Are you a minimalist? Pets. Text us. Let us know. No, don't, because that was four episodes ago. We're not doing that.
I don't think pets count as objects.
Pets are family.
To some, they are.
Yeah, pets are family, yeah.
To some, they are.
Yeah. Well, how are we going for time?
We've got about five minutes. We've got about 5 minutes
left to talk.
Yes.
Oh God, what are we?
No, technically, I'm about to wrap you both up because we're gonna do a couple of shout outs as well. I know the Brizzy Joysters, if you are listening, we've got the Loud and Proud Logan Festival today at 1 p.m. Be there or be square, I say. Kingston Butter Factory, which is about 30 minutes south of Brisbane. Testing my Brisbane knowledge. I only lived there for like 6 months, so you think I know.
Lovely. And also, I have
a wonderful day.
It's always sunny there. It's sunny here too. Anyway, I have something because we're going to do hobbies again next week because we're going to talk about the Confucius saying. pick a job you love and you'll never have to work another day in your life. And we're going to deep dive into that because I don't know if that's true. Anyway, let's leave that.
But yeah, so why hobbies, you know, why can't your hobby be your job?
Yes.
That's what we're going to explore more next week.
Okay, so I just want to, for the listeners for next week, I want to encourage you to do some hobbies.
Here's some homework. Find a hobby.
Do one thing for fun. So no filming it, no posting it, no perfecting it.
Mm.
Notice whether it soothes you or distracts you. Both can teach you something.
Ooh. Beautiful. That's a beautiful sentiment.
There you go. That's your homework, people. If you don't hand it in by Friday afternoon, you're in trouble.
Double detention.
Well, that just ruined the moment.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Well, I'm going to say a big thank you. Always thank you to Mia Waterman, our podcaster.
Thank you, Mia.
Thank you to you, Alana, for panelling again today and joining us this morning. And Eugene, for your wonderful wisdom.
Aww.
And Joysters, and wonderful Demetra, having you.
Yes, hang on.
I was having a moment.
Oh, okay. Sorry, yeah. I wanted to make sure we thank the Joysters.
It's past now. But I was going to say thank you to you, Demetra.
Wonderful.
See you next week, people.
Thank you, Joysters, for joining us and texting in. It's always wonderful to have you as part of the conversation.
Always.
Love hearing from you. Why don't we send everybody out with a bit of Hot to Go?
Oh, yes.
We're going to do the dance here in studio, everyone.
Demetra's song after Peach.
All right, everyone. Saturday Brekkie, stay tuned. Do not go anywhere. We've got Sat Mag in next. But for now, Hot to Go, Chapel Run.
5, 6, 5, 6, 7, 8.